If we'll turn to John 11, we're going to read about Lazarus. And we'll start in verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. Verse 2. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Lazarus was from the town of Bethany, and according to a Randy Stiver Bible study, the town of Bethany lies on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives, which has a ridge that runs up and peaks and then comes back down. You can stand there and take a picture of the Dome of the Rock. In verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where it was. Then after that, he said to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you. Are you going there again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, but he sees the light of this world. And he's just meaning 12 hours of daylight. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Verse 12, then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they knew that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. And in verse 14, then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. So in verse 4, Jesus said the sickness is not unto death. But now in verse 14, he plainly says Lazarus is dead. Critics of the Bible will say Jesus lied here, which would be implying that he would not be our Savior. We know he did not lie, so what was he meaning? In verse 4, death is Strong's number 2288. Thanatos is my best guess. It's spelled Thanatos, which they interpret as that separation, whether natural or violent, of the soul and the body by which the life on earth has ended. It also means the power of death. From Barnes' commentary, his sickness is not unto death. The word death here is equivalent to remaining under death. It's in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. Permanent or unchanging death as opposed to eternal death. And then in Giles' commentary, the Jews distinguish between sicknesses. Some that are sick, but will live and are sick unto life. Others are sick unto death, and that means their sickness ends in death. The sickness of Lazarus was not to be unto death in its finality, because Jesus intended to resurrect him to physical life again. Let's go and look in verse 15. I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. He did this for a lesson, as it states in verse 4, for the glorification of the Son. In verse 17, so when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. And Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Notice that she did not say her brother is in heaven or is an angel. They left this earth. I mean, she knew what happened at death. If Lazarus was in paradise, he'd probably be angry at Jesus for bringing him back to this earth, especially under Roman domination. So Martha did understand the resurrection. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Verse 26, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, Son of God, who is to come into the world. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come, and he is calling for you. In verse 29, as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus is not yet come into the town, but he was at the place where Martha met him. In verse 31, when the Jews who were in the house with her and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out following her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep. Then Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see. In verse 35, Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him? And in verse 37, some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? And Jesus again groaned in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone laid against it. And Jesus said, take the stone away. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he had been dead 4 days. Which after 3 days, this stench would start. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took the stone away from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he said these things, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who died came out of the tomb, hand and foot, with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped in cloth, and Jesus said to him, loose him and let him go. And there were many Jews there who had seen these things, and then they believed in him. This lesson was not just for the disciples, but for the Jews who may have been among those seeking to kill Jesus. We do not know how long Lazarus continued in physical life again, but now he sleeps and awaits the resurrection at the return of Christ. Even our own deaths are temporary because of what we celebrated 2 days ago. I mean, it's just like when I had my shoulder surgery. I remember talking to the anesthesiologist, and I asked him how long this was going to take. And he goes, I don't know. I hadn't talked to Dr. Mertz about it. Next thing I remember, I was waking up in the recovery room. So to me, that was just the next second. That was the next moment, even though it was probably 2 hours at least time. So that's going to be what it'll be like for the ones who die in the faith. On the Feast of Trumpets, we learn that when Jesus returns, the dead in Christ will rise. That means righteous Abel all the way down to the saints who die before his return. Hebrews 11 tells us that all die in faith. Pilgrims seeking a homeland yet to come. Some may only be dead for minutes. The two witnesses will be dead for 3.5 days. If Jesus lied and sinned, there'd be no resurrection. If you turn to 1 Corinthians 15, and we'll start in verse 14. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead did not rise. For if the dead did not rise, then Christ is not risen. Verse 17, and if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Verse 18, then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. We know Christ was resurrected, and our faith is not in vain. We have eyewitness accounts written down for us to read today. This is more of a lesson that Jesus was giving to everyone, that he was the resurrection and the life. Even with this lesson, his disciples dispersed after his death, not understanding the resurrection to come 3 days and 3 nights. In verse 4, Jesus did not lie, because he knew he had the power to bring Lazarus back. And he is not lying to us when he says he will raise us up in the last day. We will not have any concept of the time past while we are in the grave, just like sleep or anesthesia. Our next waking moment will be with Christ.